Blog Talk Radio.
You already know what it is. It's your boy TDI. I got my man Vice on the line, New Talk City Radio.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? But we was just chit-chatting about Twitter and how Khloe Kardashian got over 1 million followers. Be like, shit, she's damn near 2 million, you know. 1,700,000. 1.7. Be over 1.7.
I'm about to follow her on Twitter.
Wouldn't even make a difference, my nigga.
That's cool.
Yeah, man. Each and every Monday, rocking out. Oh, yeah, up and coming artists, man, producers, whatever, DJs that want to get on the show, man, holler at me on Twitter, at TDINYC. That could Gmail me, TDINeedsMusic@gmail.com. So easy to find, man. Lush Radio Online. We got our boy on the line. Well, not yet, but he'll be calling in a minute. Cadillac Ty. Might have heard of him from Murder, Inc. and all that, man. So he's a real good dude, too, man. We're about to chat with him in a minute. And speaking of that, man, we're going to get into the throwback joint, but
let's do it.
Let's get into that joint where we was rocking out at Legends, drinking Alizé. Young dude.
Wow.
We're going back, y'all. We're going back 2001, almost 10 years, man. Cadillac Ty, classic right here. Let's do it.
My nut is sick, season, so
murder, murder, gangster, gangster.
This your boy, Get It In The Name. Just Google me and you're listening to New Talk City on Lush Radio Online with my boy, TDI.
Yo, what's happening, man? DMC in the place to be. The only place for you to be is right here with TDI and DJ Showcase. In the place to be, New Talk City Radio. This is where it all goes down.
Yes, indeed.
Yo, my nigga.
Nostalgic. I was only crazy. I was about to call you and tell you to meet me in front of Legends, be in Castle Hill.
Shit, yeah. Right now, I was reminiscing when my mom had a freaking gold Honda Civic, son.
Wow.
Pump that shit on there, son.
Wow.
The tape, son. Like, you know when you grab your grandma's tape, the Spanish and shit, you call over them? That was one of the songs in that shit, son. I used to pump that shit mad loud, take down the Civic for my mom's, and just ride around, son.
What's up, man? Showcase, what's up?
Nothing.
Yeah. What?
What the fuck is going on? Yo, you alright?
Okay. Yeah.
What? What up, Mr. Showcase? Shout out to all my niggas that don't have Twitter.
Yes. Big up.
Not very much of them, man. It's probably like you and my mom, that's it.
I'm the founder of NoTwitter.com.
This shit is a fucking... It's not even a bird. It's the bones of the bird. The feathers.
Not even Twitter, kid. It's just the...
The twit.
The twit. Now you're going to call me a twit. Go tweet that on your Twitter.
Don't give me no ideas, brother. Don't give me no ideas.
Go tweet that on your Twitter and leave me alone. I agree with Vice. That brings me back. I just can't remember what I was doing because I was too high and drunk. But yeah,
man, I remember what I was doing. So
I don't remember at all.
I remember being drunk in Legends when they used to play that shit. I remember driving.
Black,
oh yeah, man.
I don't know.
You know what that track was back then? That track, back that beat, a lot of people used to freestyle to that beat too. So, like, that beat was like what the Benjamins was at a point. I mean, when the Benjamins came out, everybody was freestyling.
Huh?
That's what that joint was. Every time
you know
when they were on the radio,
that bass, my nigga, like.
Yeah, you see how the shit was breaking the motherfucking sound out
there. Completely off subject. I'm going to be taking a trip to Tampa pretty soon.
For what?
To go knock out these people. Do you believe that the Tampa Bay Rays have introduced the Gorgonzola to the game?
The what?
The Gorgonzola. What?
Yeah, they've been at that.
Oh, man, that's horrible. Haters. Haters. They're blasting it loud. They're trying to win the division by any means necessary.
Yo, they only have half a game back, though.
I think they should ban that, like, from baseball.
It should be banned from baseball. It is.
Why? It's not bothering any of y'all.
But it's bothering the players.
It's bothering the players.
Oh, it's not. They have to get back.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about?
You're talking individual, TDI. We're not talking about game ahead, game back.
You know what you're talking about. You're talking about that. That flute is above the decibel of pain level for you to tolerate. It's above pain level.
How long they been doing that?
What do you mean? I don't know how long they've been. I just caught it right now. I don't know how long they've been doing it, but now it's
Tampa haven't been doing it.
Tampa's doing it now.
Yeah, that's who's
Tampa's doing
it.
Tampa's doing it now, and it seems louder than before. I know Tampa used to do the clanks of the pots, the cowbells. They do that in Yankee Stadium. They do that in a lot of stadiums. But today, for some reason, that flute sounds louder than before. Like more people got it. To me, that should be banned from baseball. It is deafening to the ears. Deafening to the ears. If you were inside that stadium sitting next to somebody playing a Gorgonzola, you would need earplugs.
A fucking keg of beer in that shit.
I don't think it's that. It's the real, actual joint, man. Like, that's the shit that the dude tried to bring in Yankee Stadium, was it? He tried to bring that shit in and he threw him out?
And they threw him out, yeah, because they but now Tampa has him, and they're playing. I'm watching the game right now. And
no, no, Tampa's been doing that since last year, I think, man.
No, but it's been it's gradually getting louder because more people more people are getting it. It's getting louder because this time it went completely over the announcer. You heard the announcer, like, I felt like it was a soccer game.
Yes, they should. To me, they should take that out. That belongs in soccer. That's it.
Soccer, that's their own little culture. Soccer. The soccer players pretty much got, you know what, the soccer players don't need to hear specific things in the field. They just run around and kick. But they're so used to playing it with that, but now we're talking about a buzzing sound when you're at bat, and it's 0-2, and some dudes decided, your ear pops.
Yeah, that's why they bang air horns. Remember the air horns, sis?
Yeah, the air horns, sis, too.
You can't bring that to no baseball game.
There's a certain level of professionalism.
As of right now, nobody's making a stint about this, so, I mean.
But I'm making a stint. I'm starting my stint.
You're a hockey fan in the Bronx. Nobody cares about your opinion.
But why are you mad? Why are you taking it out on us?
I'm not.
No, family. Is it right?
Is
it right? Is it right if Boston is not making the playoffs? Is it right? We still love you, City,
y'all. Y'all niggas are up. Y'all arguing about something that doesn't even happen in your hometown team. Like, it doesn't even happen in your stadium.
But I'm saying, period.
It's affecting us. It's going to affect us. We play them for the next three games.
So you're looking for the excuse now? You fucking
idiot. I'm
not going
to look for the excuse. Listen, Mr. Boston Red Sox, there's no excuses here. Okay? Okay, there's no excuses. It's just something that's professionalism that shouldn't be done. It shouldn't be done. It shouldn't be done. I don't care. And you know what? It's got to affect the pitcher as well. It can't just affect the batter. So I'm looking out for both sides. I'm not saying it's one side or the other because it has to affect the pitcher too. The pitcher can't hear his guy scream over, hey, the guy's going.
Call Joe Maddon.
He's
going to
hear.
It's not a buzzing noise. It's not a buzzing noise. Because if it was a buzzing noise, you would have heard a buzzing noise. Buzzing noise you hear in soccer games. And that's because there's a million people doing that.
It's up there. Watch the Yankee replay. Watch the Yankee replay. It's up there. The cowbells and that noise, that buzz is louder than before. So it is there. They are allowing that Gorgonzola into the stadium. Which shouldn't be. Air horns were banned. Those things should be banned too. The cowbells, okay, yeah. But cowbells are not deafening to your ear. That Gorgonzola is proven to be painful. Painful that if you sat in the stadium next to the guy playing the thing, you would be in pain.
You'd probably get into a fight just because the niggas are such annoying.
For no reason. For no apparent reason. Now it becomes an issue because if they're going to let them play this thing, they're what, a game and a half behind?
Half a game.
And now we got to deal with this every time we're at bat? And if they get bad?
They've been doing it all season long.
No, sir. They've been doing it all season, but now it's getting gradually louder. It's getting...
Like everyone is grabbing one.
Like everybody's bringing them in. I've heard it. I've heard the difference. I've heard little whistles. I hear this. Now I hear today, for the very first time, I'm sitting there looking at the screen, and I'm like, what the fuck is that noise? And I'm listening to it. Like,
the screen, what?
You know?
Anyway, man...
I think as a Yankee fan, I should be able to go to Tampa. You know what? George Steinbrenner built Tampa, so I feel I should be able to go.
He didn't build Tampa.
He built Tampa. Oh. He owned half of Tampa.
God. He lived over there, and his team trains over there, spring training.
And he has a hospital named after him. He has a high school named after him. He has a field named after him. He has a road named after him.
That's cool. That's all great. He's a good, very iconic, man.
Yeah, the Steinbrenner.
They're
going
to get you the right to go over there, and so they're going to hit you with that horn to go over there, yo.
They're going to make you boost that shit.
They're going to make you blow that horn and not with your mouth.
Easy. I'm just saying, you know. Now, look, if it was Boston in there, you'd probably have a little fit, too.
You know what? That shit doesn't even fit in Boston Stadium.
What?
You try to blow that joint, man, that shit's going to hit somebody in the neck, man. That shit, come on, man. Leave it in Tampa. Don't even involve Boston in this, man. You're the one complaining.
I'm just saying, if it was a Boston thing, if Boston was a game...
Yeah, let me tell you something. I'm going to end the conversation with this.
Ooh.
In all the sports, Lakers fans...
I'm sorry, my bad.
No, Lakers fans, Red Sox fans, Patriot fans, Giant fans. Only Yankee fans still have the right to collect. Like, they still complain the most out of every team.
Listen, but you see, you're misconstruing what I'm saying. I'm not trying to do it for the benefit of the Yankees. I'm trying to do it for the benefit of the game.
Yo,
it's a big difference.
27 rings and your head.
Okay, listen.
But look, that's like. Let's say you bring that to football, right? Football, they trend is the little rags, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now bring that into football.
The rags, you said?
All right. Soccer got that buzzing sound, right?
Mm-hmm.
Baseball got the bells. Football got the rags. You don't see baseball with the rags. Or soccer with the rag?
With the rag? Yes, they do in baseball.
Not like they do in football.
Yeah.
Yo, you crazy. I think it's Philly or St. Louis, one of the two. They all got their old tower and all that. You crazy? That's what they know for. It's allowed in certain places. I mean, it's just because you don't see them out there. But I've seen rally rag, rally towels and all that.
Should come out. Whether it's the Yankees, whether it's Boston, whether whoever's playing the Tampa Rays at their home, that Gorgonzola should be. It's for the benefit of the game.
Well,
not for the benefit of the Yankees. See, that's where you misconstrue me, you misunderstand me. That's when your Red Sox colors come out.
There you go again, talking about my boys, man. Yo, let's leave that for another subject, man. We got Cadillac Ty gonna rock with us in a few. So you keep the little baseball talk for another day, man. We're gonna have a baseball conference, man, before the season ends. So I'm gonna try to get my man Brett involved. You're gonna get Squeegee on here. And I'm gonna make sure that's 2 hours.
Alright.
I'm gonna make sure of that. So everybody save your little baseball complaints and arguments.
Alright, just don't get upset, okay? Relax.
I'm skipping football. I'm waiting for basketball season.
Skipping football. How you skipping football? What are you just saying?
Well, I don't know. Vice take care of that for me, man. We got the same team. We got the same team in football. We got the same team in basketball, so we all right.
Who's your team in football?
Dallas, boy.
The who?
Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, nice.
Nah, watch Showcase say, yo, just get that take that big TV out of there, man.
Who? You see, they should take off the Green Monster for all I care.
No.
Green Monster. Everybody hits to the side, can't get a home run because they got to go 300 feet in the air just to pop over.
Yeah, if you knew your science, that's the easiest place to hit a home run.
Over the Green Monster is the easiest
place. Yep, it's the easiest place because it's close. It's high, but it's close. It's only like 332 feet away.
What are you smoking over there?
Dogs.
All right.
Leave it for another time.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Let's go.
Left field in Yankee Stadium is farther than left field in Fenway.
Okay, forget about farther distance. I'm talking about height.
Well, you got to do it if it's close. All you got to do is a fucking high, a hard height. Pop up, that scene is out of here. If it's close.
Next.
Think about it. 302 feet, that's why pesky pole is so easy to hit, man.
Next.
Let's ask Showcase the question.
Which one?
That Donnie asked.
Oh, I hear.
Oh, okay. Then ask him.
All right, so we over here in the crib debating show. Real quick, give us your input. Is it easier to throw to home plate from right field? From right field, yeah, right field. Is it easier to throw the home plate or to throw the third? Gun somebody out.
Is it easier if you're in right field?
Mm-hmm. Is it easier to throw the home plate or to throw this to get somebody out? What?
Like a straight gun. If you can go to either base, which one would be easier?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Easier. Not what would you choose, or what would be easier?
Home or third?
I think it'd be home.
All right, thank you. We agree on something today. Run or close for Showcase?
I think it'll be
for Showcase?
Of course. You know Showcase is going to get a run of applause. We agree to something.
All right, we're going to get Showcase applause, man, because he actually agreed with us, so.
I think it'd be easier for us. You're more on a direct line. than you would be for doing third. That means you just rear back and throw. If you're throwing third, it's more of a
angle. Yeah. See, he's good. He's okay. He's smart when he want to be. Hey, yo, look, man, I want to get to that 24/7 track from Cadillac Time, man. I like this beat, man. This beat is fire.
Okay. I'll let you have that one. You can have that one. No, you can have that one. Take that. Everybody, Twitter that. Take that.
Shut up. Get your old Twitter back, nigga.
Take that one.
Puff Daddy, nigga, take that.
Yeah. All right, man. Look. We're gonna get this Cadillac Todd joint, man. Name of this joint is 24/7. Shouts to Cadillac Todd, man. The whole movement, you know what I mean. Shouts to OG Caddy. You're Boot Talk City Radio, man. Let's do it.
Ice, glass, E's, K's, X, Mitsus, Ames. Colombian H. Ice. Party down with the coke. Working at 92% pure. I'd like that jumped up powder.
Get it, get it. 24/7. Non-stop, round the clock. I top shape the rock. Bag it up and hit the block. 24/7. Rubber bands on my knots and my pride to shoot blocks under my bed. 24/7.
On the milk crate in front of the stove, when the most hours the more clientele, no dozing. I'm sleeping on the job, 100 jars of drove, got me moving real slow, but on point, cause when the jump out boys arrive, I'm gone. Gotta get my Jesse Owens on. Hop over a few gates and run over some lawn, racing against time in the freedom marathon. Quarter brick, half a brick, whole brick. Flipping tips, making trips to Atlanta with the gate. I'm scrambling every day, cause time is money. The goons working and they hungry. Won't let them take nothing from me. Riding dirty, listening to Pimp C and Bumby. I want 10, I'll buy 10. You ain't gotta front me. Out of the country, third world heroin. Got the fiend pads between their legs. I'm better off. Non-stop, round the clock. I'm top shape the rock. Bag it up. Gotta put in that work. Never stopped on the block till they put me in the dirt. Never in the school zone or in front of the church. Even though I ain't religious, a respectable businessman. It's who I am, the new coupe. Challenger, all red, nigga, suit, whoop. To my bloods and my Chris, what's cracking, cuz? We all share the love for sex, money, and drugs. X, Dutchess, and purple. Duffel bag, boy, Mercury. Snatch a square, Roni, and take it to the player's circle. It's for all my parolees on the curfew. Stay off the scene, keep your nose clean. Don't be racing to the green like you trying to catch the light speed. That shit just might give you a P.O. a reason to send you back up, lack up in the kitchen. Cooking and serving chickens to the customers. Certified.
Non-stop, round the clock. I'm top shape the rock. Bag it up and hit the block. 24/7. Rubber bands on my knots and my pride to shoot blocks under my bed. 24/7. Custom. 24/7. Custom. 24/7.
My boy Caddy, shout out to my nigga Caddy, Addy, Addy. We got a call up in the 973.
Well, not right now.
973, what up, man?
What's going on?
That's my boy.
Yeah.
Caddy, what up, baby boy?
What's poppin', baby?
Ain't shit, man. Just knocking that 24/7 joint, man. I'm definitely digging that.
Good looking, my dude.
Yeah, man. I got my man DJ Showcase. We got Vice on the line, man.
What up, what up?
What's going on, people?
So what up, Caddy, man? Tell the people what's going on, man. Tell them what you're doing, what you've been up to, player.
Shit, man, I've just been in the cut, man, you know what I'm saying? Definitely working on some things, you know what I mean? It's independent now, so, you know, it's a little slower grind, you know what I'm saying, than on that major label thing, but, I'm just getting my little independent grind on, so I'm putting some things together right now, about to put out an EP, probably at the top of the year, you know what I'm saying? Just putting some finishing touches on it, man. Just making sure it be right when I really do drop it, because I've been off the set for a little while, you know what I'm saying?
For sure. That's what's up, man. So you already got the experience on both sides of the game, man, being on an independent joint and also being on a major joint. So tell the people what's the benefits you have when you're on an independent joint?
Well, I mean, definitely when you're on an independent joint, man, it's really like, you're your own boss, man. You make the decisions. I mean, like the last final call on your stuff. You know what I'm saying? Whereas it's on the major, you could want to do something. You could want to feel good about a song, and they may not feel good about the song, and you wind up not putting that song out and have to go with the song that they feel good about. You know what I'm saying? And because, for instance, basically that's kind of what happened to me, really. You know what I'm saying, with my situation with the ink, like, you know what I'm saying, it was a song that I had that I wanted to put out, and it was kind of like more street, you know what I'm saying, and then they had a song that they wanted me to do, like with the chick singing on it, it kind of sounded like the joint job throughout before, and I was just like, those was like all the reasons why I didn't want to do it, you know what I'm saying, number one, it sounded like one that he already did, and number two, it wasn't really like a song that represented me. I wasn't mad at doing it and having it on my album, but I ain't want to put it out. You know what I'm saying? But that's what they wanted to run with, and it was their call. You know what I'm saying? So being independent, I ain't got to go through that no more. You know what I'm saying? I take a joint, and I could just funnel it, pass it out to DJs, you know what I'm saying, email blast it, and get it out there, you know what I'm saying, on my own.
That's what's up, man. I've been hearing you doing your thing, man. You know, I'm running into the OG on the block, and he's telling me, yo, got to make up a Caddy, man. Caddy doing his thing.
Yeah, son. I just be caught in between, like, in between jobs. You know what I'm saying? Like my grind in the studio. So, you know what I'm saying? That's the only thing that be kind of slowing me up, though. You know what I'm saying? But, like I said, it's a slow grind independently, man, because basically I'm putting up all the money for myself. I don't own no studio, you know what I'm saying? And I don't have no producers in pocket. So basically, I'm paying for my own studio time. I'm buying my own music. I'm doing all that. You know what I'm saying? Paying for my artwork to get done or whatever. My photo shoots, everything that's coming out of my pocket. You know what I'm saying?
We're going to link you up with some producers. I got a few niggas on deck, man. It's my man from Kansas, Charlie Rockwell. I got my man from Queens out there, Far Rock. He just did a joint for Soulja Boy, Jim Jones.
Come on,
man.
Son.
So,
y'all need some music, man. That's like another little thing that be kind of slowing me, too, because I rock with, like, one or two dudes. There's one dude from Ohio, and there's one dude from out here, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And, I be trying to get away from, like, the same sound. I already did, like, four or five joints with each one of them. So I still want to be able to do other joints and get a different sound, you know what I mean? I don't want to keep having the same sound, you know what I mean?
All right, man. Nah, but we're going to definitely get that working for you, man. We're going to jump on the horn as soon as this show go out, man. Showcase, you got no question for my man?
Yo, Ty, out of curiosity, the name Cadillac Ty, what's the meaning behind it?
Well, I mean, basically, it's just like, Ty, that's my name, you know what I'm saying? And, I mean, it's kind of like two meanings. I mean, really, it's just like, like the definition of a Cadillac, how everybody perceive a Cadillac as like smooth, you know what I'm saying, laid back, but still like rough, you know what I'm saying? Still could handle rough, you know what I'm saying? So that was kind of like where I had got it from, you know what I'm saying? Just really like my love for caddies anyway, you know what I'm saying? Like the car, the caddy itself, you know what I'm saying? So kind of like that's where I got the name from. And it was a name that I was just using, like, as far as like a nickname with my dudes and everybody, but we wound up like using it because, we was trying to get away from like the murder, the murder shit and all that, so...
Yeah.
Kind of fell into play like that, you know what I'm saying? So that's how I wound up using it, but, that's for, like, the meaning of it, really.
Now, as far back as you can remember, what got you into rap? Like, Was it just a street game? Was it was something else? Or what actually got you into saying, hey, I could probably do this and, you know, make some moves with this? This is something I could actually, you know, turn into something worthwhile.
Oh, okay. Oh, my bad. I'm looking at this jet game. I'm like, wow, this dude Cromartie is fouled out. Oh, man. Yeah, but, yo, nah, man, basically, man, I mean, truthfully, when I first started, man, I wasn't doing it like, damn, I could make some money, I want to get paid. Like, I just was a musically inclined nigga that just loved music, man, all around music, rap music, you know what I'm saying, just music, period, that was hot music. I was just a nigga that loved music, man, you know what I'm saying, so, you know, just being on the block, you know, me and my niggas, we just used to be in the spot, you know, doing our grind shit, just toying with it, lighting up, just toying with it, playing around with it. And one of my dudes, like, started going hard with it, you know what I'm saying? And he started going hard, and he really started, he got linked up with these dudes that used to have Onyx or whatever back in the days before Jay had them, this little studio in Queens called Goldfinger. And he got linked up with them, and they started going hard. And I was like, man, when I started seeing that, and then I seen Onyx jump off with Jay, I was like, oh, man, this looked like something that could really, really happen. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
And then after that, I just, you know.
Ran with it.
Started going hard. Yeah, I just started going hard, trying to make it happen. But it never was really no money game for me. I ain't going to lie to you at first. I mean, of course, it became that after a while. You know what I'm saying? After a nigga get kids and responsibilities and that money got to, you know what I'm saying, come through. But it never was about that for me when I first started off. You know what I'm saying?
You just for the love of it. You were just,
yeah.
I said, musically inclined. You just love music and everything sounded hot. That's deep, son.
Right. Yeah, me and my cousin was over here rocking to that Palm City Anthem over here, man. A little while. Vice, where you at?
Yes, sir, right here.
Still Vice was just talking about, man. Vice, what you said, man, what that shit brought you back to?
Oh, man, when I used to take my mom's Honda Civic, dogs, playing that shit on cassette. And going to Legends, club called Legends over here in the Bronx, bro. That shit just took me way back, kid.
Yeah,
that was my
one,
shit.
Man. Good looking, man. That was kind of like a sleeper song, man. I ain't going to front. I mean, really, I guess, like, to the public, I mean, but inside the label, like, my label slept on that song, son. You would never believe how much they slept on that song, my nigga.
Wow.
Word.
And look, you hit them with the 1-2. You know what I mean?
Yep.
That
shit
was
right
to me.
There,
that was a hit. That was a good hit right there, kid.
Yeah, that's a definitely keeper. That's a definitely one for the old school records.
Definitely going in the top ten.
Yes, and I mean, I'd be surprised. I'd be hearing like Clue, Mr. C. Like these niggas be going in on that shit, son. I'd be like, man, like a little every other. Hey, somebody be texting me, yo, Clue just played that joint. The nigga text me like one in the afternoon, yo, Mr. C just played that joint. I'm like, wow, these niggas, you know what I'm saying?
How does that make you feel?
Yeah, I ain't going to front. I mean, it's a good feeling, man. It's definitely a good feeling because it just assured me that the way I felt about it then was the way that I was supposed to feel about it. Like I wasn't just tooting my own horn. You understand what I'm saying? It's just, you know, when you're around and, like I said, the label not believing in it, it kind of almost made me not believe in it at that point. You know what I'm saying? It kind of just probably made me feel like, maybe that's not it. Maybe I do need another joint. But when I initially did it, to me, that was it. I knew that was my start-off joint. But they never treated it like that. You know what I'm saying? So I never really got the push that I was supposed to get off that joint. You know what I'm saying? And to be, yeah, I think, if I'm not mistaken, man, and I don't want to say this, and if it's not, but I think for sure that Joe Buttons had the Pump It Up song around that time. And Word to Mother Son, they chose that nigga song over mine.
Yeah,
and I'm not saying that that song wasn't whatever. It was cool that time, but they basically chose to push his over mine. You know what I mean? We was like in a race, I guess, for like spins on the radio. And his shit had got more spins than mine, so they went with that. But I mean, to me, it was like that's the type of shit they was going off of. Like, come on, man. It's because the nigga got...
That shit was better than that Pump It Up shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Without a doubt. Yeah. Without a doubt. And to be honest with you, I mean, the nigga Joe is cool, but I mean, I feel my career could have went further than his as far as on the Def Jam side. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Because nothing never happened out of that. Like, you push this nigga Pump It Up song, and nothing ever happened with that. His album didn't really
they
do nothing.
It was like a favoritism type shit in that
game,
right?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I'm just like, you know, if they would have did that for me, I had other shit. I had other heaters that would have came. I had a joint with Ashanti on it. You know what I'm saying? I had joints that I could have came with. I had a joint with Nate Dogg that niggas never heard that was on my joint.
Damn, B.
That was hard, son. You know what I'm saying? So
you had
it's
a
like,
catalog
had
ready,
joints.
Huh?
Yeah.
The politics behind me. You're 100% right. After that Pump It Up, you really didn't come back with nothing memorable.
Let me tell you something. Joe is nice. I like Joe,
nah,
man. The Pump It Up track is hard.
Right, right.
Yeah, the
like
track
said,
before
said,
that,
I never took nothing away from, like, that song, whatever. It was a good joint. It was a good joint. But to me, like I said, at that time, like I said, he didn't come with nothing after that. To me, I just think it was a bad choice for them to choose to push him over me when I had so many more ducks lined for me than he did. The fact that I was coming from Murder, Inc. that was blazing hot at the time. I was on joints that was blazing hot. You understand what I'm saying? I just think my setup was more in line than his was.
He was in a better position than he was in.
Yeah,
to go further,
yeah.
You mean, huh?
To go further, exactly. At least
that was a crazy
album. At least just my album, I know for a fact, like I said, I had other joints that would have came behind that would have showed me some good album sales. You know what I'm saying?
That was a crazy ever, man. Like, 01? 01 was probably when Joe just stepped on the scene, too, with Clue in him.
Mm-hmm.
So it could have probably been that, you know, had something to do with that, you know what I mean?
There was
you know,
a lot of politics. You know what I mean? A lot of other niggas that was involved, like Skane, other niggas that was involved that worked at Def Jam, for Def Jam, and none of my peoples, we was, like, outside. Murder, Inc. was, like, a subsidiary of Def Jam. We never was, like, Def Jam artists. I was a Murder, Inc. artist. So at the end of the day, they wanted to rock me because they got a piece of me, but they didn't have full control of me. Gotti did. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay.
It's crazy, man. The game is crazy.
It's crazy. The game is crazy. The politics is the craziest. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, it's just crazy, man. I just honestly, you know what I'm saying? I just honestly think them niggas never really wanted the ink to get to a point to where it was uncontrollable because the nigga Gotti was just so cocky and arrogant and more or less like, you know, an asshole type of nigga to them. It would have been out of control if the nigga would have really got to a point where nobody could stop him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, let me tell you something, man.
Shut down Def Jam.
Was that show?
What? Nah, Def Jam didn't want that kind of competition.
Hell no. Why you think when shit hit the fan, them niggas let niggas go so quick, like with the little bullshit shit and everything else? Like, them niggas what? Them niggas let niggas go quicker than a motherfucker, yo. Because they never really, like, come on, that shit would have been Jay-Z. They would have went to bat for that nigga Jay-Z. Jay-Z had legal problems before the shit went on, when nigga posted that stabbed the nigga on and all that shit.
Yeah,
that nigga had legal problems before, man. You know what I'm saying? They would have went to bat for that nigga, son, but not homeboy. You know what I'm saying? They was kind of glad to see that shit kind of fall to the wayside like that. You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you, the ink was cool, man. Like, cause I used to be in Queens a lot, man, and you seen that, like, you know how you ever, I don't know, man, like, as you step into a bubble, man, you feel the aura. You know what I'm saying? And I think the ink was like Queens, man. Like, it was a Queens aura, man. It was a good aura, too, because I fuck with Queens niggas heavy, man. Like, my man, Sasha Bacardi, I be out in Far Rock, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Edgemere and all that, and, it was cool, man. It was different. It was not your typical Rough Riders had their section. Yeah, Rough Riders had their section of the game. The Rock had their section. And then you had, like, the Murder, my nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Rule. You had Black Child. You had Ty, you know what I mean?
And to me, Murder, Inc. bring in a completely different sound to hip-hop.
Yeah, definitely.
Took it to the next level.
Took it to the next level and took it to somewhere that it could. For me, this is how I see it. Murder, Inc. didn't want to have to deal with it because they didn't want to have to. They wanted full control of it. But to me, Murder, Inc. was more. It like transcended from hip hop into pop.
Right.
And it went
both ways.
Right. Like white dudes could be pumping it in their car and loving it. And same difference as hood dudes could be pumping in their car and loving it. It was the actual, Murder, Inc. was the actual, for me, was the actual transition from, okay, we can't just be hip-hop. We got to reach out to other people, too.
Go get that.
That's crazy, man. It was, though, B. Looking back,
it was the, it was the, if you look back at it, it was their reach. They actually transcended into pop. They Murder, Inc. took it a step higher and said, okay, we're going to get out of this hip-hop, and we're going to go further up, and we're going to go into pop where we're world-renowned.
You can look at it like this, show, like, you look at it from 2000, from year 2000 to 2010, you can't go without, you can't mention hip-hop without mentioning the Inc. Yeah, they had a real chunk of that little decade right there. They had a mean chunk of that decade.
You can't even see without that. Because I don't even think they would, hip hop would have transcended into pop as easily as it did.
Nah. So Ty, you keep in contact with anybody from the Murder?
Nah, not really. I mean, Black Child is my nigga, if you consider that. But other than that, I really don't, man. Because I mean, you know what? Let me not say that. My man BJ, I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's my nigga. You know what I mean? That's probably somebody that y'all wouldn't really know, like behind the scenes niggas. You know what I'm saying? But as far as the front runners motherfuckers that you would know, nah, I don't really fuck with niggas no more. Like Rule, you know what I'm saying? He alright, dude. Me and him, here and there, we'll speak, you know what I'm saying? Because you know my little cousin, Merce, young Merce,
right.
he fuck with Rule. Like now, trying to fuck with Rule a little later, what he trying to do. So, you know, I ain't got no problems with Rule, you know what I'm saying? We'll speak here and there, but we not cool like how we used to be, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not like we around each other every other day, like, you know what I'm saying? We kicking it every other day. But, you know what I mean? It's still my dude. I fuck with him. Gotti, as far as Gotti, I don't fuck with Holmes, really. You know what I'm saying?
Now, that breakup of the Inc. is more like of a politic thing. There's nothing behind that, right? It's just politics.
Personal thing.
Kind of just pushed everybody aside and pushed everybody to separate ways, right?
Yeah, definitely. It's a whole lot of shit, man. I guess when you're in the moment, man, you just running and running. You don't really step out of the box and just realize little stuff. You know what I'm saying? Until everything slow down. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? It's, I guess, like, it's like if you're on a train, you know what I'm saying? You're on a train, and, you know, it's going at a certain speed, and you're going by these little roads and these little blocks. You don't really see what you would see if the train was going real slow. You understand what I'm saying?
Why,
was moving real fast. There was a lot of stuff that I probably overlooked, or a lot of stuff that, you know, niggas would be like, yo, son, wrong. I'll be like, it ain't about that. And just keep it moving. But as everything slowed up, I was going back into the archives, picking and looking like, damn, that was like that. Damn, that was like that, and that really was like that. You feel what I'm saying? So a lot of shit came to the light.
Yeah,
because
they definitely did move fast. Ink came in like a Tasmanian devil. They came in quick.
Say that again?
The ink came in like a Tasmanian devil. They came in quick. It wasn't like they, you know what I'm saying? First was Ja Rule, then Ashanti, then Cadillac Ty. Then and they came in fast.
Yeah.
They didn't even let you breathe.
Yeah. Yep.
We got a caller right here for 914. Why, yo? 914, we got you live on the line.
It's Juicy. How y'all doing?
Hey, what up, man?
How you doing? What you guys talking about?
Oh, we got my man up here, former Murder, Inc. artist, Cadillac Ty.
Oh. Talking about business.
We just breaking down to the nitty gritty. You know, a lot of people don't really know what really popped off after that whole situation with the Inc. went down, and he's just informing everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. Good. Got it. Love it.
Hey, yo, Caddy.
Yo, this is Vice. Yo, do you ever think we could get a TDI and Cadillac collabo?
Yeah, no doubt, for sure. That's my dude. Like I said, we just got to try to link it up, man. You know what I'm saying? I'll be really running around. And like I was telling y'all earlier, sometimes I don't even be having time for my own shit. You know what I'm saying?
We know how
it up.
I just have to throw it out there, you know what I mean?
Nah, that is, though. You can make it happen with today's technology. You know, all it takes is an email and leave
the
first blank, you know, two track and send it back, you know what I mean?
Actually, I think I got a nice little instrumental. Vice shot me the other day, man, that joint you sent me. Vice, remember that?
That
I think I'm going to send that to Caddy. Yeah, it's a little classic throwback, John. I know that's going to bring Caddy back on his 1-2 Roy Jones in the 90s shit.
Yeah. Shoot it to me, man. You got my email, too, so shoot it to me.
I got everything, man. I got your pops number, kid. My man right there, OG Caddy.
Yeah.
Well, we got to get into this joint, that Pop It Off joint, man. I want to knock that.
Yeah, rock that Pop It Off joint. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. Nobody go nowhere, man. Nobody go nowhere.
Nobody get hurt.
Okay. Yet.
You rock clean, everything is safe. Pop that green grind every day. Little mama, you coming out your place. Well, let's pop it all. Air out if you don't care. We got the bottle popping over there. I'm throwing my two steps to push in the air. If you pop, I pop, then we pop.
Get on sitting clean, in the mean. 2010 European machine, getting to the green. Hit the scene, blow sacks, Mac like Maine. Disappear with your dame like David Blaine. In the club, cutting rugs, popping bottles. Two-stepping with America's next top model. I follow, no man, the leader of the pack. Twisting the Chiba sack in the back, VIP lack.
The hottest in the hood.
You want that coat?
I got it good.
She wanna get poked, and she sure. Fuck with a boss, not Rick Ross, but I'm popping.
You rock clean, everything is safe. Pop that green grind, hey, hey. Little mama, you coming out your place. Let's pop it all. If you don't care, we got the bottle popping over here. I'm throwing my two steps, you push in the air. If you pop, I pop, and we pop it all.
Nice in the zone, going to the dome. Shots of silver patrol. The tab is open, and push in the air. In the cloud of smoke, we going in over here. Mama, get you a glass, cause who we share. Take that ass, like you don't care. Tonight we gon' stand on the couches. Wild, I won't shoot myself, no, my name ain't Plaxico. But believe in my genes is a black folk. For niggas hating that we popping all that moat. For sure, yes sir, that's dope, get it in. We flow from we popping.
You rock clean, everything is safe. Drop that green grind, hey, hey. Little mama, you coming out your place. Well, let's pop it all. Air out if you don't care. We got the bottle popping over there. I'm throwing my two steps, you push in the air. If you pop, I pop, then we pop it all.
Pop it off, little mommy, pop it off.
Pop it off.
Pop it off, little mommy, pop it off.
Pop it off.
Get your hair done, outfit up the bar. Fuck the bar, sit at a table with a bar.
With a bar. Pop it off, big daddy, pop it off.
Pop it off.
Pop it off, big daddy, pop it off.
Pop it off.
Mix them all with hips, hypnotic, keep the bottle coming, ain't tricking. If you got it, let it flow.
You rock clean, everything is safe. Drop that green grind, hey, hey. Little mama, you coming out your place. Well, let's pop it all. Air out if you don't care. We got the bottle popping over here. I'm throwing my two steps to push in the air. If you pop, I pop, and we pop it all.
Yo, what's happening, man? DMC in the place to be. The only place for you to be is right here with TDI and DJ Showcase in the place to be. New Talk City Radio. This is where it all goes down.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Yes,
I like that joint. Like that right there, my nigga. Definitely bringing that new hardness to the motherfucking table, B.
Yeah, son. I'm just mad I couldn't get to my computer, man, and send you these other two joints, man. Word. I got some shit, man, for real.
That was real fly.
Say again, Juicy?
I said that was real fly. I like that.
All right. Good
luck. Oh, well, I was going to say, your Showcase, what's up? That mixtape's still open, right? You got your Caddy on there, man.
Yeah, definitely still open. Computers
so, as a matter of fact, the two joints he sent me, we're going to put those joints on there, exclusive.
Man, I mean, I got to tell you, I got a joint. I got a definitely exclusive joint. It's more exclusive than those, man. Them shit's like a year old. I ain't going to front them two right there. I ain't going to lie to you, word of mother. You're going to definitely want the new shit. You definitely going to want the new shit.
I got to email that shit to you, man. So does he have a mixtape that's finished? It's almost finished. Oh, almost. Okay. Caddy's mixtape's almost done. Caddy, you got a mixtape coming out. You got an EP coming out. But what about the mixtape?
Yeah, I just started working on that. This mixtape is going to drop before the EP. The mixtape probably be like in a month. Probably take me like a month. Another month and a half just to finish it and package it up. But I just started working on it.
Oh. And is that song going to be on it? Because I want that.
I don't think I'm going to put that on the mixtape. That's going to be on the EP. But you definitely could get that. I mean, if you want to rap, bump that, you know what I'm saying? The TD, I could drop it off to you, email it to you, or I could email it to you just so you could rock it, you know what I'm saying, on the exclusive
okay.
side.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Thank you. Give it to TDI. I can get it from you.
I got it, Kale. You think it's playing it, baby?
Okay.
Yo, Caddy, give them your info, man. Like, they want to get a hold of you, the Twitter, the Facebook, or whatever, man.
Oh, he's on Twitter, too?
Yeah. Pavved Out Caddy. Yeah, follow me on Twitter, man. Pavved Out Caddy. Pavved Outcaddy. Pavved Out Caddy. Was that? Yeah,
okay.
Definitely Pavved. My bad. Pavved Out Caddy. Pavved Out Caddy.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's
right.
My Twitter and my Facebook. You know, Cadillac Todd. That's my Facebook. So, you know, yeah, definitely hit me up on them joints. I'll be on there here and there when I get a chance. I try to be on there as much as I could. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm on there all the time. I'm Juicy Fruit for you.
You're going to see her. She's always
right.
on there.
I'm trying not to overload your face. I have like a million posts from her.
A million requests for that track, huh?
Hi, this showcase. Listen, I'm gonna get your email from TDI off the air, so I can go ahead and email you a drop script so we can get the so I can get all the info for the mixtape that we're gonna put out. So I'm gonna get the email off the air from him.
All right, that's gravy, my nigga.
To just make sure they, you know, my email address is going to be djshowcase@gmail.com. So when you
all
see
right.
that, I put attention, TDI, New Talk City Radio, mixtape drops, and we'll just get that started because I'm pretty much almost done with it right now as we speak.
All right, bet. That's what's up. So go.
The Caddy, man, thanks for calling, brother, man. You already know you're always welcome. Send all the music you need.
Yeah, definitely,
it's
man, definitely.
You,
good looking, man. I'm going to be logging on to the joint, too. You said every Monday?
Every Monday, can we go there? We're going to knock Clue out the box somehow.
Yo, baby, I'm definitely going to log on, see what y'all got working, man. Don't be surprised one day. I might just call up out of the blue.
That's for sure.
We get that a lot, man. A couple of people called us out the Cuban Link, called up a couple of weeks ago. We're going to rock, though, man. We're going to rock, Kathy, for real.
Yeah, definitely, my nigga. Yeah, get that joint to me, too, man. Like I said, you know what I'm saying? I mean, just get it to me, man. I mean, I might not do it, like, right away, but, son, I'll get it done, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, because I'll be on the move, man. But I'll definitely, man, just get that joint to me, man.
For sure, ASAP. We going all
the way. At least so I can ride with it and get my verse set up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, hell yeah. Yo, it's been a minute, my nigga. Now you see
you
in the gym and all that.
Word of mother, right? I was going in at the gym.
I said it was like 03, kid. Wow.
Word, son.
You already know, brother, man. Handle your biz. I know you're a busy man, yo. So tell OG we said what up, man.
Definitely, man. Good looking, man. Word of mother. I'll be hollering at y'all, man. Word of mother.
All right, man. Be even, man.
All right, y'all.
Okay.
My boy right there, Caddy, man. The real good dude. Genuine dude right there, man. I'm going to keep that 100. I know that.
So who's
personally.
On the line right now, TDI? Vice and
Karate and Karate Kid.
Kvice. See, I knew it was her.
Juicy.
I knew it. I knew it. You can't call yourself Juicy Fruit. You got to call yourself Karate Kid.
That's my name.
The Karate Kid. You get the juice out of the fruit. Karate Kid. I knew it. I'm like, man, I didn't want to call you out. I didn't want to be an asshole and be like, look, it's the Karate Kid. Here she is. I don't want to do any of that. Yep, it's the Karate Kid. How's the kicking and punching going?
Look, I don't fight. I defend. That's it.
Well, then how's the defending going? Look, there's the music. Come on. The karate kid.
How does it feel to be a black belt?
How what? How does it feel?
To be a black belt.
Well, I feel accomplished. You know, you don't feel invincible because there's always somebody that's way better than you. I only got one strike. But
oh, are you a black belt?
Yeah.
What are we playing around? I ain't messing with you, kid.
Now she's Bruce
Look
Lee.
At that.
Yeah. You know, I worked really hard for it.
That's Charlie.
There was no woman in the class from the fight the man, big man, like 6'5", 200 pounds, and we had to fight, you know, each person.
Yeah, but you don't fight. Wait a minute, you just told me you don't fight.
See, you have a truth come out.
Fighting. You're still throwing kicks and punches. You're still throwing kicks and punches. I'm about to put you in a sparring session. Let's get it on. You two, it's coming.
No, I'm just saying for my black belt. I'm just saying for the black belt, I had to fight for that. It's not like they give it to you, you pay, and you get it. You had to earn it. We had to
when
fight
you
like
your
that.
Next strike.
She said you don't pay and get it.
Right. Are you crazy?
Come on.
I'm not ready.
What's wrong?
Yeah, I'm not ready for no second strike. I got to fight 20 people to get that.
Whoa.
I'm not ready for that yet.
So you let us know when you're ready.
You
let us know when you're ready.
We'll
send somebody over there to do the YouTube. Me and TDI Invites will be the commentators, and let's get it popping.
I'll let you know. But you go for your next strike when they say you're ready. It's not when you want, you know.
Tell them, look, my people told me I'm the karate kid. I got this.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I just jumped on Facebook, man.
What?
I just saw something crazy. I ain't even going to do it, man. It's crazy, though. It's crazy. Hey, yo, shouts to everybody at the Eminem and Jay-Z concert, man.
Getting soaked.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, I don't think it's raining like that anymore.
Well, they got soaked on the way in.
Yep. It was raining.
I'm pretty sure it was worth it, though, man.
Yeah.
So what did you see on the Facebook? What did you see on Facebook? You see, now you got me wondering.
Oh, if you had a Facebook, you would have probably saw it, too.
Very funny. Very funny. What?
Almost 3 years for Showcase to get a Twitter.
He's
or
not
Facebook.
On Facebook?
He's stuck on MySpace. That shit don't even exist no more.
I'm not even on my MySpace, but I don't go to it.
MySpace is like antique right now.
But I don't go to it no more. So I'm
MySpace is ghost.
I don't have Facebook. So what happened on Facebook? Please enlighten me.
All right, we're going to enlighten you.
Facebook.
Do it a Facebook account, and you'll find out. If not, you lost out.
Oh, that's wicked. Just tell the man. He ain't got no Facebook.
He's the only one in the world that doesn't have a Facebook.
Yeah.
My daughter got
I'm waiting for them to put out flyers. I want to be like that Domino's man, the last person to try it.
Well, no, don't wait to be the last. But that's like waiting to be the last virgin. You don't want to do that.
Oh,
God. Did you just hear what?
I hear what he is, too. They're like the Facebook virgin.
You don't want to be the last one. Let somebody else take that title. Hello?
Jesus.
Well, anyway.
Yes.
He's thinking about it. Yes, sir, can you want me to start it for you?
As soon as I got my computer back up, I'll start one up. But Jesus.
You have like a phone that's mobile. You don't have to wait for a computer. You could log.
He's got a flip phone.
He had a flip phone?
Yeah.
A flip phone.
Oh, poor
boy. Listen, I got a flip phone with a VCR connected to my ankle, and I got a power cord connected to my backpack. It's a problem.
This is a beat.
I pick up my phone, and my phone weighs about 75 pounds. My shit is heavy. My shit is breaking
Are you single?
No.
Karate Girl. And he got a beeper. Who got the beeper?
What? Oh, no.
And I got a beeper. And I got the Skype cage on the left side.
Okay, so you're
showcase. When I met you, no, you did have a beeper, son.
No, I did not have a beeper, son.
He had a lime green beeper. Sorry for that shit. It was lime green.
You don't have a beeper. Please, give
a
up
lime
the beeper.
Green beeper. I got the regular Nextel phone. I'm about to get the BlackBerry. Everybody just...
Hey, you guys, wait. You guys should come see my friend Mark Vieira at Caroline this weekend. I'm going Friday.
Who?
Mark Vieira.
Who's that?
You never heard of him? He's a comic. From hailing from PR. He's like one of my good friends. I'm going to see him in the Top Dogs of Comedy at Caroline's on Friday night.
Well, I'll Facebook you and I'll let you know.
Oh,
Facebook?
I'm going to send you a link on Facebook to you. He is hilarious. That's my friend.
Send it. Man.
Okay. I'll send you that.
All right, so look, man, we're going to ride out with Vice. Yo, Vice, want to introduce this track, man? For me, man, dog.
Oh, Bass. I'll give a shout-out to Tupac. Rest in peace, my brother. All Eyes on Me. Let's do it.
Today was the day that he made a what? How many years? About 14?
Yeah. Okay,
was the actual day?
Yes, sir.
Wow, 14 years. Where the time flies.
No, man.
Jeez.
So we're going to kind of ride out the show with that.
Mm-hmm.
All Eyes on T. I mean, me. New Talk City Radio, TDI, Vice, DJ Showcase, and the Karate Kid.
Juicy Fruit.
And Juicy
Fruit. How we do, man?
Sight. New Tank. Go, go. Big yeah. Time. Y'all know how this thing goes. You know?
All eyes on me.
Buffalo. Roll up in the club.
All right. All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
You know what?
I bet you got it twisted. You don't know who to trust. So many player hating niggas trying to sound like us. Say they ready for the funk, but I don't think they know it. Straight to the depths of hell is where them cowards going. Well, all you steal down, nigga, holler when you see me. And let the devil suffer for the day they finally freed me. I got a caravan of niggas every time we ride. Hitting motherfuckers up when we dance by. Until I die, live the life of a boss player. Cause even when I'm high, fuck with me and be boss later. The future's in my eyes. Cause all I want is cash and things. A 5-0, bands for flashy rank. Bitches pursue me like a dream. Been known to disappear before your eyes. It's like a dope king. It seems my main thing was to be major paid. The gang sharper than the motherfuckers. Raise the blade, save money, bring bitches, bitches bring lies. One nigga getting jealous and motherfuckers die. Depend on me like the first and 15. They might hold me for a second, but before gon' get me. We got four niggas and low riders and ski masks screaming thug like every time they pass. All eyes on me. Live the life of a thug nigga until the day I die. Live the life of a lost player. All eyes on me. All eyes on me. Live the life of a thug nigga until the day I die.